Well, Hillary spoke on an array of topics, everything from growth with the economy, the importance of global leadership, as well as the government shutdown.
Could you tell me a little bit about when she did speak about the shutdown? What was Hillary's tone like? You know, was she frustrated? What did she say about it?
She wasn't frustrated per se. She kind of spoke about how, you know, the government has shut down before, but she really talked about the importance of bipartisanship in government and that the needs of the few shouldn't outweigh the needs of the many, that they really should be working together in the best way that would benefit the nation.
How responsive was the crowd to Hillary Clinton's speech? Were they excited to see her? Were there a lot of supporters? What did the room feel like?
I definitely have to say there were about almost 6,000 people there, and I'd say it was pretty pro-Hillary. Some people traveled from long distances to see her. Some were from locally. I think the biggest part was everyone wanted to see her in case she should decide to run for president in 2016. They all wanted to say that they could be part of that history. It was definitely very loud. They were very vocal about, I guess after everything she said, everyone would cheer and clap. If you check out our website, we got some great photos of people. They almost looked like they were in tears, just so excited to listen to her speak. They were from all walks of life. There were a lot of professors, as it was at Hamilton College. There were students, but not just from Hamilton College. They were from all over the area, even from Syracuse University. There were children. There were college students, high school students. There were a lot of senior citizens there. So I really think there was a good representation in the crowd.
Did Hillary herself make any sort of hints or speak at any length about her future role now that she's no longer Secretary of State?
She didn't quite answer the question, not that it was directly asked to her, but I think everyone was kind of hoping that she would announce it last night. But she spoke very presidentially. She discussed her time in the Senate. She spoke about her time as the Secretary of State. She was very passionate about a number of issues and kind of talked about the importance of having a plan when you do want to become president so that when you get into office, you know kind of where you want to go with it.
What sort of understanding did you get from Hillary's speech about her role now in politics, now that she's no longer Secretary of State?
I don't think she'll be stopping anytime soon. She mentioned a number of topics, women's rights topics, economic topics, global leadership topics, where she was specifically talking about things that she wanted to accomplish still, whether that's she herself or through other agencies, but she definitely sounded like she's not getting out of the conversation anytime soon. I thought she was actually very funny. I'll just tell you one of the things that she said, and I'm paraphrasing, but she had mentioned that Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were very much alike. For example, they are both left-handed. They both love golf, whether or not it loves them back, and they both married up. And she made a lot of really good jokes like that. I thought she was really in her game. She presented very well. She wasn't reading. She knew exactly what she was going to say and was very articulate about it.